Hachette Audio presents If Nietzsche Were a Narwhal, What Animal Intelligence Reveals About Human Stupidity. Written and read by Justin Gregg. I dedicate this book to Ranke de Vries, my life partner, spouse, and favorite co-conspirator. Mere animals couldn't possibly manage to act like this. You need to be a human being to be really stupid. Terry Pratchett, Pyramids, Discworld number 7. Introduction. Friedrich Wilhelm Nietzsche, 1844 to 1900, had a magnificent mustache and a peculiar relationship with animals. On the one hand, he pitied animals because, as he wrote in Untimely Meditations, they cling to life blindly and madly with no other aim, with all the perverted desire of the fool. Animals, he believed, stumble through life unaware of what they're doing or why they're doing it. What's worse, he believed that they lack the intelligence to experience pleasure or suffering as deeply as us humans. For an existential philosopher like Nietzsche, that was a real bummer. Finding meaning in suffering was Nietzsche's whole shtick. But he also envied their lack of angst, writing, "Consider the cattle, grazing as they pass you by. They do not know what's meant by yesterday or today. They leap about, eat, rest, digest, leap about again, and so from morn till night and from day to day, fettered to the moment and its pleasure or displeasure, and thus neither melancholy nor bored. This is a hard sight for man to see, for though he thinks himself better than the animals, because he's human, he cannot help envying them their happiness." Nietzsche both wished he was as stupid as a cow, so he wouldn't have to contemplate existence, and pitied cows for being so stupid that they couldn't contemplate existence. That's the kind of cognitive dissonance that generates big ideas. Nietzsche's contributions to philosophy included challenging the nature of truth and morality, famously declaring God to be dead, and grappling with the problem of meaninglessness and nihilism. But this body of work came at a terrible price. In his personal life, he was a hot mess, the quintessential example of how too much profundity can literally break your brain. As a child, Nietzsche had debilitating headaches that left him incapacitated for days on end. At the height of his academic
Sample complete. Ready to continue?